there's also going to be some government assistance to help people pay for their health insurance.
Erica Gammel is standing behind a table at an Austin Back to School event. She's an organizer with nonprofit Enroll America. It's an effort to teach people about the soon-to-open health insurance marketplace. The marketplace is basically a website where consumers can shop for and compare insurance plans, kind of like the travel site Orbitz. At the Austin Convention Center, parents were approaching her and learning, many for the first time, about the marketplace.
We were sort of prepared for this, and I think, you know, this is the goal of our organization, is to be the educational voice for this new law.
Sean McDaniel from Austin is one of the potential consumers.
I really don't know what's going on right now, you know, about the insurance. I heard about it, but I heard from other people.
McDaniel isn't alone. About 5 million adults in Texas lack insurance. The state has the highest uninsured rate in the U.S. And just as McDaniel is unsure about what will change come October 1st, so are many doctors.
In fact, I'm not sure Secretary Sebelius knows what's going to happen October 1st, but something's going to happen, and it'll be most likely unprecedented.
Dr. Stephen Brotherton is the president of the Texas Medical Association. He was referring there to Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, who was in charge of implementing the law. Now, nothing actually changes on October 1st. People who want to can start shopping for insurance using the marketplace on that day, but no one is required to have insurance under the so-called individual mandate until January 1st, and no one is required to give up their existing health insurance. Brotherton says confusion is greater in Texas because it's one of six states that won't enforce reforms under the federal law.
In this state, the feds are taking the plan out, but yet the State Insurance Commission, TDI, is also asserting they have some authority. They don't want to be involved in trooping it out, but they do, and they should have a role in determining if the plans are valid.
Marjorie Petty is a regional director for the U.S. Health and Human Services, based in Dallas. She says all of the companies offering insurance on the exchange have been approved to do business in Texas.
Everybody has to offer exactly the same essential health benefits, and all of it will be displayed so that the consumer compares apple to apples.
Brotherton questions how many doctors will actually take these plans.
Coverage and access are not the same thing. You can have a policy, but if it's below your doctor's break-even point to keep his office open, he's not going to accept that.
Most of the uninsured in Texas are Latinos. Juan Flores is with La Fe Policy Research and Education Center in San Antonio. He says despite the tax subsidies for qualifying families, not all will be able to afford these health plans. And, he adds, state officials' refusal to expand Medicaid eligibility means many of Texas's poorest families will continue without insurance.
So we need to politically go back and put pressure on those public officials to change their mind. All the governor has to do is send in a letter, say we want the Medicaid expansion.
Flores says Latinos have not done a good job flexing their political muscle in the past, but he hopes that will change if the uninsured get mobilized.
As they become more aware of the kind of obstacles that is preventing their mobility and the well-being of their families, then certainly I hope that gives them the urgency to come out and vote.
In the short term, less than a month remains before the marketplace opens. People will be able to find the Texas Exchange through the website healthcare.gov. In the meantime, there's an 800 number on the site for people with specific questions. It connects to a call center in Brownsville with help available in 150 languages. Veronica Saragovia, KUT News.